Now, welcome on the call, the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Rick Santos. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A big top 25 victory for your team over Elon, now 5-0 in the CAA. How big was that win for your team for a variety of reasons? That's not only just staying 5-0, but getting a win over a top 25 opponent.
Yeah, it was big, certainly, because it was the one that was on the docket that week, and it was the next one. It's good to keep momentum and still control our own destiny. But for us, we're just trying to kind of build on some of the things each and every week. I thought that was the most complete effort that we've put together this year in terms of, you know, being clean in all three phases. I think we played complementary football. I think, Sean Mahane was an unsung hero in that game. Not unsung, he got recognized, especially as player of the week. But I thought he was a huge reason, you know, why we were able to kind of hold that really explosive offense at bay a little bit, you know, four punts inside the 5-yard line. And I know as a play caller, it kind of limits your menu, what you're going to get to at that point. So, Elon's offensive unit is as dynamic as you're going to find. And I think for us to be able to kind of have them in those situations allowed our defense to take a breather a little bit and have the ability to kind of keep them controlled. And then because of that, I think it also opened up, you know, we were able to win the field possession battle. We had some short field zones that we took advantage of. Nice to have Dylan Lobby back, you know, him rushing for 147. I think he had 200 total yards in that game. So he was very efficient in what he did. Thought the offensive line did a great job against a very, very talented defensive line. They moved the line of scrimmage all day and we were efficient in the run game. And then, Max Brosmer, you know, did a really good job being efficient in the pass game, found a way to make an explosive plays with his legs. He's starting to get healthy as the season goes along. So just, you know, really happy with the effort.
Let's start on the defensive side of the ball. You touched on it with Sean's punt maybe helping out with that, but you guys hold them, you control the ball for 37 minutes, you hold them to 2 for 9 on third down. What was the key defensively? Because not many people have been able to slow them down this season.
No, I just think it was the flow of it. I mean, you look at McKay only threw the ball 15 times, I think it was. So the receiving core that they have is dynamic. I know Parnum was out, so obviously that was in our favor. So I think that the field position helped out a lot. And then defensively, I think we just did a really good job mixing up and disguising coverages. You know, we got to get Elon credit. They kept fighting. I mean, they had two or three passes, you know, of 50 plus yards. So you knew how explosive they were going to be. They never gave up. They cut it to 8 in the third quarter. And ultimately we were able to kind of gain back some of that momentum. So it was a really hard fought game. You know, Coach Trish had those guys ready to roll there. So just happy with the way that our guys played.
As part of that, maybe holding them off, Joe Eichmann with that interception, third straight game that he's had one. And then again, the pressure you're able to get, getting the safety early on there in the first half, maybe just talk about how big Joe's play was, first of all.
Joe was huge. We felt like going into the game, you know, whichever team won the turnover battle was going to have a really good opportunity to win that football game. Elon's defense was relentless leading up into that. You know, I think it was like 14 fumble forces. They recovered 10, had another 4 or 5 interceptions. So they were tops in the conference in turnover margin. We were near the bottom. So we felt like we really wanted to win that aspect of the game. Joey's been tremendous since coming back and missing a few weeks with his injury. I think that's 3 straight games now. He has an interception. Had about like a 30-yard return that set us up for a field goal there. So it led to a score. So, the defense directly impacting the game in terms of helping us score points, obviously getting a safety as well, you know, in that backed-up situation was tremendous. And then we had a good return on that next one when they punted the ball. So that was able to kind of set up a, you know, basically a 2-for-1 scoring opportunity for us, which was tremendous.
Let's go back to the offense, and you touched on Max finally getting healthy, but 465 yards of offense. He throws for 220 and 2, and then had that big run to get you the early lead from 42 yards out. Was Saturday one, if not the one of the better games he's had for you all year?
I think so. I think that was one of the better games I think he's had in his career. He had total poise. In particular on third downs, you know, I mentioned on the call before, we kind of lump third and fourth down together. Those fourth downs that we go for in a critical down situation, you know, we were 12 for 21 in that game. So I think he stood in the pocket. You know, Elon's defense forced us into a lot of third and medium and some third and long situations. But Max saw the defense extremely well, was poised, slid, you know, moved with his eyes down the field and just made some big time throws. So really, really happy with how he keeps progressing. It's no shock to us. He prepares every single week. He's a football junkie. He loves the film study aspect of it. So it's great to see it kind of showing up there on game day. And then, you know, got to give a shout out to DJ Lincoln, true freshman receiver, getting his first start. Joey Corcoran was out with an ankle injury. We were hopefully he was going to be able to go, but he just never really progressed as we wanted to as the week went along. So, you know, DJ getting his first start, having five catches for 60 yards and had a 27-yard chunk play on third down. So it was really good to see him get going.
I want to touch on another freshman that you kind of snuck Barry Kleinpeter in as a Wildcat quarterback, and that worked out pretty well for you on that 24-yard run. Talk about, has that been evolving throughout the year, and talk about the play that he was able to make?
Yeah, I mean, it's great for us now, really everybody, with that new rule that we can get some of the younger guys some game experience and not lose that redshirt year. So he's been taking all of the look squad reps for us, doing a tremendous job. And I think, you know, have to give him credit why our defense has been playing so well of late, because I think he's getting better in practice. He's giving them great looks, giving them fits. So we felt like we had something unique in him. He's a dynamic runner. So we've been kind of holding that off until this moment. We'll get him going a little bit in the next few weeks, just to kind of see if he can continue to progress.
You mentioned how nice it was to have Dylan back. Obviously 200 yards all purpose wise, and then that big 77-yard run late that really put you guys in control of the game. Was he back to 100%? I know you held him out. Did you feel like that ended up being a good decision? Is he back to where you'd like to see him?
Yeah, you know, he was kind of banged up in a couple different fronts. I mean, his ankle was a little tweaked up, and his shoulder was ultimately what held him out of the Dartmouth game. But I think his legs, you know, he mentioned on Thursday going into this with the week off, this is the best he'd felt since camp. His shoulder's progressing nicely. So, yeah, it's good. And then kind of going into the bye now, he should be able to fully heal up for the run, you know, that we got going down the stretch here. So, yeah, just happy with kind of how he prepared and took care of his body with that week off. You know what I mean? Even though he didn't play, he did a great job in the weight room with our training staff, getting treatment and just staying engaged and doing a great job coaching up the other guys that ultimately were going to play.
It's a little bit later in the year, but having this bye after week eight, a good time for you guys to maybe, you don't really need to reset your 5-0 in the league, but a good time for a break.
I think it is. You know, we looked at it at the beginning part of the season saying it might be, you know, potentially problematic just trying to go that many games in a row and try to stay healthy. But I think for the most part, you know, we're in a decent spot health-wise. And now I think it's going to, you know, fully allow us to heal up going into the remainder of the schedule against three really, really tough teams and starting with Richmond. So, yeah, I think it comes at a good time. I mean, potentially you can lose some of the momentum. You know, we're playing well right now. But I think for us healing up, you know, getting back to practice, working on some fundamental stuff that ultimately allowed us to get to this point, kind of getting back to basics and, you know, trying to reset and refocus.
5-0 now in the CAA. We talked about it at the start and you've mentioned it kind of one at a time, but what's been the message to your guys as you sit on top of this league race?
Just basically that the rankings don't matter until the end of the season. You know, and I think it's human nature to want to pat yourself on the back or want to feel good about yourself when everyone tells you how well you're doing. We got to fight that urge. It ultimately doesn't matter. I think it's great that we control our own destiny, and that's all we got to worry about is focusing on us, what we can do to get better as a football team, what we can do to get better, you know, to work on our culture, to get to know each other better, to become better teammates, and just try to stay in the moment. You know, the message this week and the rest of the year is just to win. Like, what's important now? Stay present, stay in the moment, stay locked in. I think the second you start to project out and start to look at things out of our control is when you let up and let your guard down, and bad things are going to happen from there. So it's easier said than done, but we're going to work extremely hard to kind of keep our guys focused on getting better at practice and stick true to the process that ultimately got us to this point.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for the time this morning. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.